lucky here.
Right, you're lucky.
You're lucky. No Emmy. Stop.
Stop it. Get back. 5,000
and Jenny's the champ.
Today, these three players are after big bucks, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives on Television City in Hollywood. It's time to press the relax. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Jamarkin.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. Are you out there with that cheer, the big bucks cheer? I heard that. Big bucks. Big, start that again. Big bucks. Big, big bucks. Big bucks. See? Big bucks. That's what we're going to have today is big bucks, I'm sure of it. And let's talk to the three players vying for the big bucks today on Press Your Luck, starting with our returning champion, Vern Thomas.
Yeah.
With $7,290. Vern, now. You're going to add to that T-bill account? Is that the plan?
Well, maybe I'll take my friends out for a drink now.
Oh, now we're getting generous.
Got a little left over now.
Hey. I got you. All right, then maybe get some more coming your way today.
Yeah,
you
I hope
know.
So. I hope
All
so,
right,
Peter.
Good luck to you.
We'll see.
Our second player is Therese O'Neill. Hi, Therese.
Hi, Peter. Hi.
Therese, you have your own fan club here.
Oh,
huh?
A little one.
I guess. Now, you're a lifeguard?
Yes, at UCLA in the Sunset Canyon Rec Center.
Oh, I got you. I can't swim. I may come by.
Okay, I'll save you.
And good luck to you, Therese.
Thank you.
Our third player is Brick Adams.
Yeah.
How are you, Brick?
Good.
Now, Brick, you have a lucky carrot.
I never go anywhere without my lucky carrot.
Where is it?
It's right here.
Brick? Yeah. And you have the same color hair as the carrot.
And my face is turning the same color now also.
Yeah. You have that. You carry that with you at all times?
Only when I need luck, which is every day.
I see. I won't ask how it started, Rick, because it's probably some kind of a
Please
sordid
don't.
Story. So we'll move right into the questions.
Good.
You give me a buzzing answer, three spins, a multiple choice answer, one spin. Here we go, gang. What fraction of the newlywed women in a recent poll said their sex life has improved since they got married? Vern?
I'll say one quarter.
Is it one quarter, one half, or three quarters, Therese?
Peter, I'll say one half.
One half. What do you think, Rick?
I'm afraid I'd like to hear the question one more time.
Yeah, why not? What fraction of the newlywed women in a recent poll said their sex life has improved since they got married? One quarter, one half, or three quarters?
I'll say one half.
All right, that fraction of newlywed women who say their sex life has improved since they got married is one half.
Yeah!
And Therese gets a spin. Rick gets a spin. What about the other half? That's the interesting question. Moving right along. He has been the subject of several motion pictures. He was a New York financier, and James Buchanan Brady had a well-known nickname. What was it? Well, James Buchanan Brady had a not-so-well-known nickname. Should we rephrase the question? And we'll give it to you in multiple choice. If you're right, you get a spin. Was James Buchanan Brady's well-known nickname Bad Brady, Greg, or Diamond Jim? Vern?
It's Diamond Jim.
What do you think, Therese?
Diamond Jim.
Brick?
Unanimous Diamond Jim.
Greg? Who came up with Greg? Of course it's Diamond Jim. Vern gets a spin. Therese, two. Brick, two. Here we go. Think quick. What is our smallest state? Therese?
Hawaii.
Is it Hawaii, Maine, or Rhode Island? What do you think, Vern?
It's Rhode Island, Peter.
All right. Brick, what do you think?
Absolutely Rhode Island.
All right. And the answer is Rhode Island.
Yes.
Vern gets spin and goes to two, and Brick goes to three. And if the audience yells out another answer, I'm going to throw a brick at them. You know what I mean? Here we go to the fourth question. According to a recent Gallup poll, our favorite dessert these days is a fruit pie. But what kind of fruit pie, Vern?
I'll say apple.
Is it apple, cherry, or lemon, Therese?
Apple.
Apple. Brick?
Apple.
It's our favorite dessert. Apple pie. Vern goes to five. Therese to three. Brick to four. We can turn those pins in a box, but don't go away. We're coming right back after you. We'll be right back. figured as much. Over about 13,000 up there. There's great prizes. There's also some whammies you know about, so stay away from the whammy. You want to win this round because if you do, you get to play last and final round. You know about passing your remaining spins. And, of course, you know what happens with four whammies. It's unpleasant. Play with a few spins. Therese, with three, goes first. Are you ready?
I am. Okay.
Yay, big bucks. Stop at a punch set. Therese, the punch set is valued at $585. Two spins, first place. Stop.
I can't.
All right, Therese, one whammy. You still have a spin left.
Okay, I'm going to go for it. Okay, ready?
Big bucks,
come on, stop.
Stop at a portable television, Therese. That's worth $370. You're in first place for now. Let's go to Brick with four spins.
All right, come on.
See if that carrot can do its job.
I'm hitting the whammy that comes up on my turn. Here we go. Big bucks, ready, and stop.
Stop at $300. That puts you in second place. Three spins. Press it up real fast.
Press my luck. Here we go. Ready and stop.
Stop and go back. Two spins to $1,500. $1,800. First place. Two spins. Brick, press your luck real fast.
I'm going to take another one.
All right. Here we go.
Let's go. Come on. No whammies. Big bucks. Come on. Here we go. No whammy. And ready and stop.
Stop at $200. $2,000. Brick, one spin left. What do you want to do? Pass it.
Pass.
Therese, it's yours. You gotta take it. Here it comes.
All right, okay. Big bucks. I want $1,500. Ready? Stop.
Stop at $1,250. That's a nice gift from Rick. $1,620 for you, Therese. Vern, five spins. Ready, champ?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Let's go. Big bucks. Mega bucks. Come on. $1,500. Stop.
Stop at $700. Third place, four spins. Press or pass?
Press them on. Let's go. Where's Arizona? Come on.
Stop at cutlery, man.
I'll take that.
That's worth $375. That's $1,075. Still third place, three spins.
Keep going. All right. Big bucks. Come on. No whammy. Stop.
Stop it. Move one space to a sleeper sofa or $200 and a spin.
I'll take the sofa.
You got it at $899. Brings you up.
Yeah.
To $1,974. $26 less than Brick. Two spins.
I'm going on.
All right. Looking for first
big
place.
Bucks. Let's go. Come on, baby. No whammies. Stay away. Stop.
Stop. Unfortunately, Vern does know you, Whammy. One spin left, one whammy. What do you want to do with it?
I'm going to pass my spin, Peter.
Pass it. It goes to Brick.
Yes.
Brick, first place is at stake. Let's see what happens.
Okay, come on. No whammy, no tammy, no fang. Ready? Stop.
Stop at $1,000. Vern, $0. Direct $1,620. Brick with $3,000. You have first place advantage. We're coming right back after these words for a whole new round. Give you some more, and you're going to give us some more answers, right?
Right.
I figured as much. Here we go. Mazola brand cooking oil advertises that it's made from maize, Vern.
Corn.
So what kind of oil is Mazola? Is it corn oil, safflower oil, or peanut oil, Therese?
It's corn oil.
Corn. What do you think, Rick?
Corn.
Sure, Mazola's plain old corn oil. Vern gets three. Therese a spin, Rick a spin. Second one. On what television show were Betty, Kathy, and Bud Anderson the names of the children? Vern?
Father Knows Best.
Is it Father Knows Best, The Addams Family, or Leave It to Beaver, Therese?
Oh, Father Knows Best.
And what do you think, Brick?
Father Knows Best.
Those are the kids' names on Father Knows Best.
Yeah.
Vern goes to six, Therese to two, Brick to two. All right. If the prescription from your doctor says Ora Somni, when should you take your medication? Vern?
At night.
Is the correct answer at night, Before eating or at bedtime, Therese?
At bedtime.
What do you think, Rick?
At bedtime.
Yeah, orosomni means at bedtime. Yeah. That's right. And that means Therese goes to three and Rick to three. Last question. In 1942, two sisters were nominated for Academy Awards for Best Actress. The Oscar winner was Olivia de Havilland. Who was the losing sister? Vern?
Loretta?
Loretta, is that what you said?
Yes, I did.
All right. Is the correct answer Loretta, Vivian Leigh, or Joan Fontaine? Therese?
Vivian Leigh.
And what do you think, Rick?
I'll guess Vivian Leigh.
That losing sibling that year was Joan Fontaine. No one gets any spins. Vern stays at six, Therese at three, and Rick at three. And that's the last guess. Three players go on the big board to wrest the money away from the big bad man. So come on back. Fun time. You know what I mean by fun time? Do you know what's up there on that board? Do you know how much money's up there on that board? Rick, you want to come down here and I'm going to answer the questions. I'm going to make some bucks. You are right, Rick. It's over 100 grand up there. There's a car. There's double your money in a spin. African safari. Trip to Cancun. Switzerland. What do I get here? Nothing.
Smile.
Nothing. See, that's what happens. You guys get all the wonderful things. However, just to make the game more interesting, there's another couple goodies up there. Whammies. You know what I mean? Just to keep it kind of honest. Stay away from and make some big bucks. Now, Rick, you made big bucks in round one, so you're going to sit back and relax. You're going to go last because you earned it. And Vern, with $0, you're going to be first.
Right.
Champ,
right.
Six spins. Are you ready?
Big bucks here. Big bucks. Where's that $5,000? Stop.
Stop at a stereo,
okay.
Vern.
Yeah.
That's $1,550. Right. Third place, five spins. Press or pass?
I'm gonna press on.
Go.
Pressing my luck. Big bucks. Come on, big bucks. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at $750.
Yeah.
$2,300. You're in second place, Vern. Four spins. Press
on, Peter.
Here we go.
Big bucks. Big bucks. No whammies. Go to sleep. Stop.
Stop at $1,500. Yeah. $3,800. You're now in first place, Vern. Three spins.
Right, keep going, Peter.
All right.
Come on. No whammies. Sell that car. Come back.
Stop at $600.
All right.
$4,400. You're $1,400 into the lead, Vern. Two spins.
Going on.
Gonna go again. Looking for the car.
Going on. Big bucks. No whammies. Stop.
Stop at no whammies.
This is incredible.
Therese liked the dance. I don't think Vern cared for it too much.
No,
Vern,
I didn't.
Zero, I can understand that. You have two whammies, $0, and one spin. All right, Vern. Looking for big bucks.
Come on. Make it a good one. Big bucks, please. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at $750. You're still in the game, Vern. $750. We now go to Therese with $1,620 and three spins.
He's ready.
Stop. Stop. Therese, $0, two whammies, two spins. You want to start?
I want to go.
All right, here we go.
Okay, no whammies, ready, stop!
Stop at $1,500, there you go. Second place, one spin left, press or pass.
I'm going to go.
All right, looking for big bucks.
Okay, ready, Tahiti, one more time, stop!
Stop at $750, $2,250, second place. Rick, $3,000, three spins. Nobody's hit the huge buckaroos yet. Let's see what's
going on. Not yet, I'm here now. Come on. This is from a friend at the office, little C. Ready, and stop.
Stop at $2,250. Yeah. That's $5,250. Puts you $2,250. Oh, puts you about $3,000 ahead of Therese. Two spins. Here we go.
We're going. Come on. This is for Sleeper. Come on, Sleeper. Ready, and ready.
Stop at $500 for Sleeper. I'll have to ask you about that later, Rick. $5,750. You now have one spin left. You're in first place by $3,500. And if you can avoid the whammy, you'll win the game. You can also pass for some crazy reason you choose to. That's really up to you. But what do you want to do, Rick?
$3,500 ahead. I'm gonna go.
Here we go. Britt's going
come
for
on.
It.
This
Grace
is for my
the
boss.
Wendy's, you're the champ.
This is for my boss. Come on, Clone. Come on. Ready. And come on. Ready. And stop.
Stop. Oh. Whammy. And Therese is a champ today with $2,250. Unbelievable. We'll come back and talk to Therese right after this. Today's big dressed up winner, Therese, with $2,250. And Therese, that's all in cash. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
I tell you, what a game that was. Right down to the wire and the last spin, and bingo, you got it. So, you get to come back and do it again. Vern, you are leaving us with $7,290. Congratulations. It's been a lot of fun.
I had a good time.
Thank you, Vern. And Britt, you're leaving us with some nice prizes, so you don't go away empty-handed. And where's the carrot, Rick?
It's right here, and it's no longer my lucky symbol.
Son of a gun, a carrot bit the dust. But you don't go away empty-handed, Rick. I thank you for being with us. Now, before we leave, I do have some little goodies here. This one is from Cindy Waite Carter, who was a former contestant on Press Your Luck. She's from Lakeside, California. We all hope and pray for the whammy to stray. Well, I held them at bay, and I'm in Hawaii today. I come back home to change my suitcase, for it's off to the ship to purchase Caribbean lace. And I'm still hoping and praying Pressure Luck will be staying. I don't mean to be rude, but it's much better than The Feud. The Feud, is that on a... That's on some kind of UHF station or something? I never... Have you ever seen The Feud? No. Okay, here's another one from Joseph Signorelli of Alhambra, California. This is a little offbeat. A whammy's a bleep for a four-letter word. It starts... Well, you'll have to trust me on this. This is very funny, but I couldn't read this if we were on cable. It's real nice, Joe. Woohoo! This is hot. Burn it up. I'll try this one. This one is from Tarina Howard, who's 21, from Yonkers, New York. And this one, this is interesting. It says, dedicated to Brick. You came today to press your luck, to try your best to win a buck. But here's the whammy with a beautiful rhyme, all because you said, one more time. Brick, it's amazing. No, thanks. Until next time, this is Peter DeMarkin saying thanks for dressing your life. Bye-bye.
Sleeping soundly after one of those exhausting days? Need a surefire way to wake up fast? You need... The Cram Alarm!
Let's go, get up!
Yes, no matter how worn out you are, no matter how late you stayed up, the Cram Alarm will have you up in seconds. The Cram Alarm, because nothing wakes you up like a crack of $10,000. And it's not available in stores. It's only available on GSM. Cram every night at 10:30 Eastern and Pacific on Game Show Network. GSM presents The Humble Beginnings of Famous Politicians. A farmer. A tailor. A carpenter. A sitcom star.
Trust me, it's completely legal.
The game, politics. The contestants, six humble candidates. The goal, $21,200. The prize, California. Who wants to be governor of California? The debating game, premiering October 1st at 9 p.m. on Game Show Network. National Lampoon's Funny Money introduces the mystical art of feng shui, the ancient practice of arranging humor for maximum funny. Engage in the pursuit of the laugh-giving force, the ha. Experience the tee-hee. Know the knuck-knuck-knucks. Feel the wind cha-ching.
I'm a winner!
So enter Comic Paradise and become one with the ha. National Lampoon's Funny Money every night at 10 only on Game Show Network.
Press Your Luck, a Carruthers Company presentation.